WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Presumptive nominee Kamala Harris setting her sights on the White House and rival Donald Trump at a rally in Wisconsin today. In the 48 hours after President Biden stepped aside as the nominee and endorsed Harris, her campaign says it's raked in $100 million. ABC's Mary Bruce says crowds are also turning out.
The crowd here is energized, extremely fired up, and large. There are, we are told by the campaign, 3,000 people here. They actually had to move to a different venue because there was so much interest in this. It is quite a debut for Kamala Harris.
President Biden will address the nation tomorrow night about his decision to drop out of the race. After an assassination attempt on Donald Trump at a rally, Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle resigned today. It follows bipartisan calls for her to step down due to lapses in security. Cheadle says she takes responsibility. And New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez announced he's resigning August 20th after being convicted last week on federal corruption charges. This is
from the SSM Health News Center. This is Max News with Jim Finn.
A stretch of Highway 23 connecting two major Sauk County communities is set for construction over the next 3 months. The nearly 7-mile corridor from the state's highways intersection with Highway P in Lake Delton to its crossroads with Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Baraboo will be undergoing a resurfacing through October. Construction for the $4.6 million project began on Monday. A new 5-inch pavement layer will replace the previous layer that's cracking at numerous locations along the corridor. The road shoulders between Turtle Road and Water Streets in the town of Delona will be widened to 6 feet. Beam guards over Dell Creek will be replaced. Base material below the constructed surface, or subgrade, will also receive improvements between the Dell Creek Bridge and the Highway 23 and Shady Lane intersection. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, slight shower chance tonight, low upper 50s to 60. Mostly sunny for tomorrow after some patchy morning fog, highs in the upper 70s. Sunshine in around 80 to the low 80s Thursday, and with more humidity for the weekend, temps continue to climb through the 80s. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 76.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. This is 99.7 Max FM, a Civic Media radio station, kicking off another 50-minute music hour to wrap up this workday. Here's Steve Winwood.
I had the strength to let it show. Kiss, and you'll be mine. Max FM Sports.
Big Ten Media Day underway in Indianapolis today. Coach Luke Fickell and his Badger captain is all on hand on day one. Fickell says he's excited and can't wait for the season to begin.
Everybody within our program, me included, are incredibly excited about putting all of our work and all of our dedication and all of our commitment to the ultimate test, which is obviously August 30th, Friday night in Camp Randall. That's when we truly get to measure all the things that we put in, all the time we put in. We get to really test ourselves where you're tested the most.
Badgers open against Western Michigan. The Packers wrapped up day two of training camp today. Quarterback Jordan Love was a spectator for a second straight day. Love and the Packers reportedly close on a long-term contract extension that'll make him one of the highest-paid players in the game. Colin Ray shoots for his 10th victory of the season when the Brewers take on the Cubs at Wrigley tonight. Ray 9-3 with a 3.77 ERA. Cubs won the series opener last night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
your day up. Start your day with Maddie in the morning. Maddie back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Fate would twist of both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you'll feel it too.
Feel it too.
Waited on a line of
waited on a line
just to be the next to be with you.
Build up your confidence so you can be on top for once. Wake up, who cares about little boy that talk too much? I've seen it all go down. Your game of love was all ran down. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to hold.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
never cared for me, Rosanna.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We are excited to save you some more money today. Circus World Museum tickets valued at $92. You can save 50% off right now. 50% off Circus World Museum tickets by going to maxfmbigdeals.com. Shop local, save money. maxfmbigdeals.com. Take 50% off your four-pack of tickets right now. Today only, and you don't even need a promo code. Save on those tickets, save on more at maxfmbigdeals.com.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank.
It's time for the 173rd Columbia County Fair. Events will be taking place Wednesday through Sunday at the Columbia County Fairgrounds. Buildings will be open from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. each day, except for Sunday, which will be 10 a.m. until 5. There are a ton of events all week long with great live entertainment, beer and wine gardens, vendors, exhibits, and so much more. Get all the details at ColumbiaCountyFairWI.org. And the Sauk County Master Gardeners Association invites you to their annual garden tour. It's going to be happening 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Saturday, July 27th. It's in the Sauk Prairie and Merrimack area this year. Take advantage of gardening demonstrations and fresh produce markets to satisfy your curiosity and your culinary pursuits. Bring questions for the garden hosts and master gardeners and register for a door prize. You can get your tickets right now by visiting the Sauk County Master Gardeners Association Facebook page. Plus, you can stop into the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce or the Consumers Co-op office in Sauk City. Again, this will be Saturday, July 27th from 9 until 4 p.m.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, slight shower chance tonight, low upper 50s to 60. Mostly sunny for tomorrow after some patchy morning fog, highs in the upper 70s. Sunshine in around 80 to the low 80s Thursday, and with more humidity for the weekend, temps continue to climb through the 80s. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 77.
99.7
gonna rock, Jimmy Jive, gonna rock this town, rock this place apart.
'90s and more.
99 Max FM.
So today is National Vanilla Ice Cream Day, and I'm going to ask Dave Grant where he gets his vanilla ice cream from. There's so many great places around here. I'll let it up to you. Text in through the Civic Media app when you find Max FM. Where are you going for ice cream? Where's your favorite ice cream spot? send me those recommendations so I can get some inspiration tonight. It's Max FM.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your fish bay.
Yeah.